Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley, 99.1 FM Talk, and 99.1FMTalk.com.
Welcome back.
Welcome back, Fred.
Been either a short week or a long week. I can't figure out which. I'm John Potter. This is all live and local every Saturday at 9 to noon. It's going to be a great day. The sunshine is back with nice cool air all the way through much of next week. Our current temperature in Reno, 51 degrees. Let's go to Carson City. I'm in Reno running the show, filling in for Craig is our man, Phil. Hey, Phil, how's it going?
So many buttons and switches.
He only takes this job to get gas at $3.34 a gallon in Carson City.
Exactly.
And go to his all-time favorite Walmart, the Carson City Walmart.
Yes.
Is Phil's favorite. Okay. Very cultured man. So that's the price at, you said what, Golden Gate, $3.34?
Yeah, $3.35 down here in Carson City.
Well, forget it then.
The Golden Gate near my house up in the North Valleys is $4.17.
You see, North Valleys is usually on the less expensive side around Reno, isn't
mm-hmm,
it?
Mm-hmm.
Another reason why you live there. Yeah.
Yeah, I've got a 26-gallon tank on this beast, and I fill
the
it
beast.
When I come down here. Yeah.
Well, we all appreciate the incredible job you do, my friend. And also, Craig, who usually runs the show, Craig did an awesome job on our website. 99.1FMTalk.com, and Craig listed the guests on the show, and we have our biographies and our pictures on there on 99.1FMTalk.com. He kept the details in my, he asked us for our biographies, and we sent them to him, and he kept the details in my biography, and he spruced up my bio with some very good words. Did he do the same for you?
Yes, he did, actually.
But he cut out the four paragraphs I wrote about how they cut me off the air at Channel 2. But I think it's great to put a picture, to the voice and, know these things about us. I'm reading your bio. I didn't know you worked in TV. You worked in TV?
I did, at Channel 4 and Channel 11.
My gosh. And how long have we been working together? Oh, my goodness.
Oh, this is 20 years ago now.
I can see my guests. Today, of course, we have Derek here with great brain health news, and so do I. There was that sleep news they did about how if you only sleep 6 or 7 hours a night or 5 hours, you're aging your brain super fast. How much sleep did you get last night?
I'd have to say about 6 hours.
Yeah, that's my average.
Unfortunately, I tend to wake up every hour and 15 minutes for some reason.
I got an idea for that, and it's worked out well for me. It's melatonin gummies. All right? I take the regular melatonin before I go to bed, and sometimes, the cats do something, bite my nose, whatever, and if I have to get up at 1 in the morning, then I take the melatonin gummy. It works like a charm. It really does.
Well, 5 days a week, I do sleep with an Ambien princess.
Yeah. Is that what you call her?
Well, that's what I call the pill, Ambien.
Oh,
yes.
It's a pill. You take Ambien.
I do. Great stuff.
You recommend it. Okay. That's one of those prescription things, though, right?
It is. I've heard the horror stories, but for me, it works great.
That's a good tip. I'm going to ask Derek about that when he comes in.
Okay.
And another guest, we have our newest employee, Greg Neft, is coming up. And that's, I think, at 11. Yeah, I think it's a... has he been told about the wild hazing of new employees we do here? All the pranks? Phil and I are ready for him. This whole place, Jerry and Henry especially, we are all wild, off-the-wall pranksters. So you better warn him. This morning, the Nevada Appeal published their... Well, first off, I want to mention, I always check traffic in the morning because that's my job. And the roads are fine, but there was a bad two-vehicle crash in Sun Valley about 10:30 last night, sent somebody to the hospital. Phil can really, you know what? I think you're the curse, Phil, because every time you show up to do the job here or there, there's a terrible wreck. Every single afternoon, right? Am I right? There's been a horrible wreck somewhere in the past 2 or 3 weeks when you're doing traffic reports.
Absolutely.
And here, I see this, although this one in Sun Valley, bro, you're supposed, sir, you're supposed to do this during rush hour. Really? But that the roads are clear right now, except Sparks Boulevard still closed for the water main break, and they say it's going to be closed throughout the weekend. Let me see here. That kind of surprised me. Let me see
here. The whole weekend just to fix a pipe?
Well, okay, here it is. Sparks Boulevard still closed between Bering and Disc and will stay closed both directions for the rest of the week as they repair that big water leak. It broke Thursday, a 14-inch break at Sparks Boulevard and Shadow Lane. Get this. I never heard of such a thing. It's an asbestos pipe.
Oh.
It's an that's a hard thing. It's an asbestos. It's a pipe.
Yeah,
asbestos pipe.
Yeah, they laid down an asbestos pipe back when asbestos was really good stuff.
Well, and also this asbestos pipe is leaking from a previous repair. And, you know, I thought asbestos was bad for water pipes, not, you know, because they're as strong as concrete or whatever. I thought because the fibers can get into the drinking water. I thought these things were banned.
Couldn't tell you about drinking water. I don't know.
Yeah, what do I know?
But
okay,
I'll bet half of the problem they're facing right now is environmental. You know, it's not just get down there with a piece of metal and weld on a patch. They've got to do this whole cleanup and wear their bunny suits and all that stuff, I'll bet you.
Bring out the environmental guys. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they say by Monday morning it should be fixed.
Okay.
Okay, so, folks, Nevada Appeal put out the Best of Carson City survey. They do it only once a year. The Best of Carson City, and they've got everything in here. And I really enjoy these because I find out about places that are good that I never had the opportunity to go to. Let me just hit best breakfast here, see what they say. Oh, Cracker Box. Cracker Box. All right. I agree. Totally. Is the best breakfast in Carson City. I kind of wish they kind of went, you know, beyond the Carson City borders. I really don't. Yeah, I haven't really eaten many places in Carson City, although I go there a lot. I've eaten at the Fox and, of course, the Nugget. I love the cafe's salad bar. I hope it's still there. But I wish they went a little further out and did Carson Valley and Genoa. I tell you what, man, the new owners of that pink house in Genoa, they have knocked it out of the park. It has never been better. And we spent a week in Genoa, and every other day we went to eat at the Pink House. I thought it was just outstanding, just a wonderful place. And also for breakfast, the Sierra Chef in Genoa. But anyway, stick to Carson City. If you folks have, by the way, is the phone screener open? Let me see.
It is. I've got it all set to go.
Okay. Baby me, please. I always mess this thing up. But, yeah, now for breakfast in Carson Valley, Cowboy Cafe. So I don't think any Best of Gardnerville thing is done, and I think they should kind of include those areas. If you folks have suggestions about the best in Carson City, or if you don't subscribe to this Nevada Appeal and you want to find out what the best such and such is, call me right now, 884-9910. And I'll let you know what the newspaper has to say from their survey. 884-9910, that's a 775 number. What else here we got? We're in October, folks, and there hasn't been one frost yet. My growing season in my backyard, I can do the final report on this now. The plums this year, folks out there, you have fruit trees my plums were about 50%. You know, sometimes those trees go gangbusters. Not this year. The apple trees, though, the apple trees put out like 125%. I have more pears than usual from the pear trees.
Speaking of pears, if I may.
Yeah.
You
I bought you some.
You did. I brought them home to my nephew who loves pears, and he gives them two big thumbs up. He loved them.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Sure.
They are a hassle, I will tell you. The blackberries were heavy this year, sadly, because they destroy my new tiles when they drop and they stain them before I have a chance to pick them. The ants were pretty heavy for us this year. By the way, those taro drops and traps did not work for me. Did not work for me at all. The ants seemed to just walk around them. I even put them right at the base of their anthills. Here, come on, here. Nope. Not as many wasps as usual. Hardly any. But the yellow jackets were heavy this year. And I am very surprised I did not get stung in my topless one-hour watering routine that I have to do every 2 days. The squirrels were average, but still terrible. Taking one bite out of every apple on my trees, but they did not touch the pears. They don't like the pears. Rats and mice seemed to be more than usual, I think, in northern Nevada, at least in my yard. But the cats only caught one, and I'm pretty sure one mouse or rat died in the walls because I know that smell, and it hung around for a few weeks. Thank God none of them got into our truck's engine. And man, I don't know about you, I have heard so many nightmare stories about the mice nesting in engines, like a friend of mine, $3,500 damage to the chewed up electric wires. And apparently Toyotas use some sort of corn starch in their wires. The mice go crazy for it. You know, we've been unusually lucky with that since I've been too lazy or distracted to put the, what is it, peppermint in the engine. I really, I got to do that. Anyway, I really miss the frogs that would croak in our backyard every year, and did not hear that once. Those cats better not have messed with them. Raccoon break-ins to the backyard more than usual. We lost about 7 large goldfish and 1 baby shark that we had in the small pond. And I think I can't totally blame it on the raccoons. I'm not completely sure. You know, I didn't hear anything. I keep the windows open. I usually hear them, but there they were. They were all missing there, about 7 fish. And it's either the raccoons or somebody got in the backyard and stole the fish. Either way, I'm not happy anyway. But I'll tell you what, I think it is the raccoons because we hired a landscape crew. And man, we have been through a different landscape crew every year because these guys... I'm sorry, didn't speak the language, came out to our yard, and we told them, you know, if they could weed. Well, they pulled out the plants and left the weeds. They didn't fully understand. And so all that protective plant area in front of the pond was all gone. Easy for the raccoons. I keep learning, you know, I keep learning, even at 71. Phone number 775-884-9910. I'm John Potter. This is Live and Local. Back for another break with you and I. Derek coming up and all our other guests right here on The Weekend, each and every Saturday, 9 to noon on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. Back in a short while. FM News Talk time, 920.
On an Android? Get the app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
Online with the free app and on air at 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. John Potter here on your Saturday morning, just thumbing through the Nevada Appeals Best of Carson City. The winners of the Best of Carson City for this year, 2025, they just came out this morning. Best dinner. Okay. See if you agree with this. El Aguila Real. the Mexican food restaurant on, I think it's on Highway 50. Let's see here. Second best. Oh, Duke Steakhouse, Casino Fandango. That's wonderful. I like that place, but I really wish they would bring back the buffet. You know, that was a thing. That was like the pandemic gave the casinos, I think, an excuse to shut down the buffets. And it's a darn shame because, you know, I'm sure they probably weren't making much money on the buffets. But the way Nevada gaming has always been is that you make the food and other things that attract people very cheap, very affordable, so that they go there, they go to your casino, they spend a lot of time there, and they end up gambling more, and you make more money in the long run that way. But it seems that the casinos have distanced themselves from that way of thinking that they used to have back when I worked in a casino back in the 70s, Sahara Reno. And they also, you know, take away the other draws. I remember if you brought your paycheck to our casino at the Sahara, you would get four free drinks. You get four drink tickets, but they had to be used that day. And I, you know, that's kind of an irresponsible thing to do. But my God, it did work because you get your paycheck money after you cash your check and you have the four drinks. What are you going to do? Right. Well, anyway, I'm not sorry that's gone, but I am sorry that the buffets are gone and that the old buffet prices are gone, too. So, OK, let's see here. Best happy hour is Cellar 8 Wine Bar and Press Cafe. But here it is. It won the best happy hour, but it doesn't say when the happy hour is or what days. So where's a real journalism these days? Anyway, it's curious to me to go through these. Local news, aside from what Greg Neft has for us at 9:30 this morning, first off, folks, Sparks Boulevard is still closed between bearing and disc for that water leak. Also, the RTC announced they finished doing the changes at the Legends Roundabouts project at Legends in Sparks. It modified, and they're through doing this, they modified the two roundabouts on East Lincoln Way to reduce crashes, improve lane use, and stop John Potter's endless confusion about what lane to be in. Well, I haven't seen the improvements. It's good. Maybe we're going to finally figure that roundabout out. I mean, it was a strange one, you know? How did I end up in this lane? And I'm glad they said they put in pedestrian crossings. You know, when they make these roundabouts, sometimes they seem to forget about how to let people cross the roundabout or walk past it. You know, they're not intersections where you can cross on a green light anymore. There's no light at all at these roundabouts. And what do I do when I have to cross like Wells Avenue? Going to Virginia or something like that, I walk around the roundabout. It's what I do. So anyway, there was a shooting in downtown Reno yesterday. You know, boy, it seems I say that sentence too much here. There was a shooting in downtown Reno yesterday. This one was during an apparent copper wire theft at the Riverboat Inn. Thief got away, no injuries. And I, who spent most of my life here, I had to look up where this Riverboat Inn is. Do you folks know where the Riverboat Inn is?
Absolutely.
Well, I never heard of it. And oh my gosh, I looked it up. It's the old Gold Dust. Downtown Reno had a Gold Dust. And now it's the Riverboat Inn. I haven't seen a Riverboat Inn sign on it. It's not a hotel or anything. It's like apartments. Apparently.
No, it's the old Riverboat Casino downtown at
oh, is that what they did? Okay.
Yeah.
See, I left town in 83, I think. I came here in 78, left town 83, and while I was gone, you, Phil, and all you people changed this town without my permission, and I came back in 2000, and okay, so, all right, now I know. I know now. Anyway, no injuries. And I miss that old Gold Dust downtown. Man, spare rib buffet. That was awesome. There I go, buffets again. Let me see. I'll get into the federal government. What's the latest on the... it's still going on, by the way, the shutdown. I'm John Potter, live and local. Derek Lee is up next. We're going to be talking health, and Derek's going to be taking your questions. We really invite you to call in, because I always end up with a lot of questions, you know, hearing about health or anything new. He's got a new product and such forth, and he's got a good deal to save money on it, too. I'm John Potter, live and local each and every Saturday. Back in a short while. Up next, Fox News and Greg Neft with local news, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 9:30. Current Reno temperature, 53 degrees. I'm John Potter, live and local. Feeling good out there, isn't it, Derek?
It is. Got to get the microphone over to me. There you go. All right.
Derek Lee is here. And start off here, because big news with you. You're moving into a bigger, better place. Business is so good. You'll be opening up a storefront or office in Reno. You already closed the Carson City office, didn't you?
Yep. The Minden office was shut.
Minden. I'm sorry.
No, you're all right. Yes, Thursday was our last day. We are completely moved out, and we'll be relocating to Reno in the next week or so. And a very good friend of mine, he has a commercial kitchen he makes salsas out of, and he's going to allow me to make all my products in there when he's not working. So we're just going to keep pushing through.
Don't you hate moving?
It's one of the worst things. I despise it.
It's the curse of the people who own a pickup truck.
Can you help me move? I'll give you a beer.
Do you ever get, when you move, like have a moving company, you're moving, and they say, well,
turned out the job kind of cost more than the estimate.
And they want like an extra $1,000, and you're really at the end of the point of a gun because they got your stuff?
Yeah.
And that happened to me.
Yeah.
And when I tell people this,
oh, it has happened to me too.
And this happens. I got to do that as a topic someday. Moving nightmare stories.
Oh, there's a lot.
Yeah, there is. But anyway, brainhealthformulas.com. Derek has a new product, and I think it's pretty dope. And it's called Dopesy.
Dopexel.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, Dope XL.
Okay. It's a D-O-P-E-X-L.
Yep.
I think, Derek, to be honest with you, I think people are going to look at that and say it's Dopesil.
Yep. Who knows?
Dopexil.
It's one of those things where it's open to interpretation.
Well, what's it do, and why is it named that?
Well, we have a whole team of people who have been researching this, trying to come up with a name that would be memorable. And
there you go.
That's it. Yeah. And so that's kind of what we came up with. It's something a little different than our normal our normal names.
That's cool.
And so it's something that can be memorable. So what this product does is that it.
Oh, don't tell me dopamine.
Hey, I'm so proud of you, John. This is great. So it it improves the production of dopamine. Dopamine is arguably one of the most important hormones and neurotransmitters that the brain can produce.
Absolutely.
It affects emotions. It affects anxiety. Arguably, lack of production of dopamine is the key, or is what happens as we age. And if we don't produce enough dopamine, it affects everything from our nervous system to neuropathy, I believe, is a direct result of not producing enough dopamine. Foot pain, any type of pain that's abnormal to, it's not based on a physical trauma. If we just have normal nerve pain or our feet are on fire or something like that, that can all be based on not producing enough dopamine.
I didn't know there was a legit product that would actually get the body to produce more dopamine besides cocaine.
Cocaine's one of the biggest ones. That and heroin. Those two produce the most amount of dopamine. That's right. And so what we did is we kind of A lot of research. It took 6 months of researching this, and then we started out sending samples a few weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, and so people.
Do you snort it?
It's in a capsule form.
Oh.
And they just consume it like everything else. And so when people love it, people have been calling in from day one saying how much they enjoy it. But one of their concerns was it only lasts for about 4 hours. And so what we did is we figured out a component to make it last longer. And we were able to, without changing the active ingredients, without changing we actually built a very specific amino acid profile to enable it to access all points of the brain. So it's a little different amino acid complex than what's in Restore and most of the other formulas. So it's going to be broad-based. It's going to affect different parts of the brain than normal Restore does. And so what we did was we made this formula last about 12 hours.
Oh, my gosh.
And so we only need one capsule a day, and people have been feeling fantastic. And so it's been changing everything for everyone. I mean, just myself moving, we had this huge wood structure inside my warehouse. And so I've had knocked the whole thing down with swinging a hammer for 6 to 8 hours a day for the last week. And I mean, I was beat at the end of the day, and still I never really got sore. You know, I was recovering overnight to where I couldn't even hold the hammer in my hand because my arms were so sore. And by the next morning, I was not in pain anymore. And for me to recover that fast by swinging a hammer all day was surprising to me. And so what that communicated to me was dopamine is the key to actually being able to recover, for the muscles to recover. And so if we can improve the amount of dopamine we produce, then we might be able, that could be the key to arthritis. That could be the key to muscle degradation as we age. It can be the key to, and so even there's documentation that says lack of motivation can be because of lack of dopamine, depression, anxiety, mood swings, and irritability. Short-term memory loss is directly correlated with lack of dopamine. Low self-esteem, low sex drive, fatigue, chronic fatigue syndrome, tremors, any tremors, shaking in the hands. So that means Parkinson's, MS, any neurodegenerative disease can be based on a lack of dopamine. Muscle stiffness, if we don't get sound sleep, digestive issues, constipation, and IBS are a direct result of not producing enough dopamine. Coordination issues, if you have vertigo, if you have dizziness, if you have any spells like that where you're off balance, that can all be based on a lack of production of dopamine.
That's amazing. I thought it was just a mood changer, that it would gets you out of bed. It's a motivator. But as we've seen with so many other things with the brain, things, ingredients affect all the other organs and all the other activities of your body. So Dopexel, right?
Yep, Dopexel.
Dopexel activates dopamine production. No drugs, all amino acids, other natural ingredients. Did I inspire you with all that I want more dopamine talk last week?
John?
I nag about that.
You continually encourage me to develop more and more things.
So here's the best news. You have a sale on it. The price will never be lower than what it is right now on brainhealthformulas.com. What's the deal?
So it's buy three and get the fourth for free. One of the things that I've been concerned about is, do we build up a tolerance to this? Does it continue to work? And so that's one of the things we've been testing, and that's why we are able to put a lot of effort into making one capsule last much longer, so then you don't actually have to take more. And so it's been working very well for people. So it lasts 12 hours, and that's just what we can tell. So it probably still has a longer effect, but that's where we start to notice the specific signs of it starts to wear off.
Mm-hmm.
So there's lots of flexibility to all of it. It works very well, very efficient. It improves. So I've always had foot pain. You know, I've always had pain in my feet. I thought it was arthritis. And but after taking this, I think we've been testing this for about a month now, I have almost zero pain in my feet now. And so it's been pretty mm-hmm. I didn't know a lot of the stuff until I started taking it and just recognizing how the symptoms have been improving and to completely disappearing.
These are capsules.
They're all capsules, yeah.
Well, let me get technical with you, because I always heard that, say, in the case of cocaine, that the drug exhausts the supply of dopamine in the brain in, say, hours.
Yeah.
Now, you say this product of yours, Dopixel, did I get it?
Close. Okay. We'll go with it.
Okay. I'll never get it. You say this will keep the dopamine active 12 hours? How is that possible, technically?
Because, one, what most companies, even pharmaceuticals, cannot do is be able to access the brain, to be able to improve brain function. And so what other thing we did is we actually provided the nutrients needed in order to produce dopamine. And so, one, we're activating the brain with amino acid complex. Two, we're providing all the nutrients needed to produce more and more dopamine. And then at the same time, we're activating dopamine production. So we're providing all the necessary resources to not only produce dopamine, but it's going to continue to feed the production of dopamine if it's needed.
What does this mean? It improves A1C.
A1C has to do with the production of diabetes. It's pancreas not functioning properly. And so I don't really understand what A1C is based on what people have told me. A1C is more
It's something good, right?
A1C, I believe, is a hormone that they track over a period of months, and it's more of an average of how the pancreas is functioning.
Oh, this is the miracle liver note. Okay.
Yeah, miracle liver.
Miracle liver does that.
Yep, miracle liver's been affecting A1C and cholesterol.
Okay, all right, I jumped the gun. Let's talk about miracle liver next, and also your testimonials. You have new testimonials.
Yeah. Pretty fascinating.
And other deals on brainhealthformulas.com. But as we take break, folks, go to brainhealthformulas.com. Buy three, get the fourth free of that new product that I can't pronounce.
Dopixel.
Dopixel. Thank you. I got it. Dopixel.
There you go.
I got it. By George, I think I got it. I'm John Potter, live and local, back in a few on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 946.
On an iPhone? Get our app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
John Potter here, live and local, and brainhealthformulas.com. My testimonial is I feel like $100. I'm 71 years old. These products, Derek, just godsend for me. I can give you that. So I saw this product, and I have to ask you about it because we're asking health questions aside from your website. I saw a product which is part of my over-the-counter allowance. You know, a lot of people who get these Medicare Advantage policies, they get this allowance to spend on over-the-counter medications on their website. And first off, it's kind of a big joke because they give you $50 to spend over-the-counter four times a year. And the things on their website is like a bottle of aspirin, $10. It's a real joke. I mean, you don't get much out of it. The things are wildly overpriced on the so-called free. But I don't want to complain about that. But there's one. I don't know who makes it, but it's called Brain Performance Capsules. 30 capsules are $19.50, and there are just two ingredients in this, and I want to know what you think of these. To this company, these are brain performance holy grails, the end-all be-all for brain performance because it's the only two active ingredients in these pills. They are 100 mg of coffee fruit extract, parentheses, coffee arabica. Well, Derek, what do you think of that?
That is coffee bean. That's all it is.
That's all good.
So what it is it's caffeine. And so anytime you have something with caffeine, what caffeine does and why it helps with short-term memory is because caffeine stimulates the production of dopamine.
Well, don't defend him. That's a joke.
It is a joke.
$19.50 for 30 capsules, and the main ingredient is coffee bean for, what's it called, brain performance capsules.
Cup of coffee's better.
Holy cow.
That's the same thing.
Second ingredient, 100 mg of phosphatidylserine.
Phosphatidylserine? That's extracted from either soybeans or sunflower lecithin. And so that what that actually does is provide phospholipids, which is very beneficial for the brain. But then, you know, with sunflower lecithin, it's fantastic. I don't care for the soy-based one. because it, you know, there's a lot of negative effects with anything soybean based. I do like the sunflower lecithin or the sunflower based phosphatidylserine.
Man, you are an encyclopedia. So do you use this product in any of your products?
Everything that has sunflower lecithin in it has a 20% concentration of phosphatidylserine.
So you do use this?
Yeah.
Man. And they also add in these pills rice bran, cellulose, and silicon dioxide. That's it.
Yep.
$19.50, Derek.
Yep.
30 pills.
That's a great profit margin.
Coffee bean. All right. Testimonials for Miracle Liver. I'm taking Miracle Liver, and I feel, like I said, I feel fantastic. I do. What are you hearing about it? What do your customers say about Miracle Liver, your recent product that you brought out on brainhealthformulas.com?
Well, we've had numerous testimonials about this. I forget to print them out and bring them in. However, there's been so many recently that it's easy to remember. So a lot of people, are on statins when their total cholesterol is in the 150s, and which doesn't make sense to me. However, people have been able to drop their cholesterol in the range of 150 to 170 while they're on statins, down to between 100 and 120 while taking a statin.
Is that important for an improved liver to reduce cholesterol?
Well, that's what science says. However, okay. The liver is what makes cholesterol. So that's what doesn't really make sense to me. And the brain is composed of 90% cholesterol. So if people are on statins for long periods of time and then they have issues with their brain, it's because the brain's not getting enough cholesterol. And so that's kind of the misnomer in how I can easily look at it from place of people who have dementia, who've been taking statins for 20 or 30 years. It's like, well, it's easy to see why, because statins reduce cholesterol. However, Miracle Liver is going to work on benefiting the liver by providing. So Miracle Liver is based on fucoxanthin, which is a brown seaweed extract, and astaxanthin, which is a red pigment extracted from seaweed. They break down the fat that accumulates in the liver, which then enables the liver to function more properly and balance cholesterol more efficiently.
And it also, and brought this up earlier, improves A1C.
Yeah, we've been able to reverse type 2 diabetes with Miracle Liver by significant blood glucose numbers in like the 150s, been able to drop down to 80s and 90s within about 4 to 6 weeks. And same thing with A1C. Those numbers have continually dropped within 4 to 6 weeks as well.
Miracle Liver is easy to find on your website, brainhealthformulas.com, front page?
Yes, should be.
And Dopexil, the brand new product, which activates dopamine production, his very latest product. Is this the one that you called the mood changer for a while?
It is. So all the people who...
You were testing it on me.
Yeah. So all the people, I've been sending out samples for weeks now. The latest version lasts a lot longer than the previous versions. It's very efficient. So it's a little bit different than all the samples we've been sending out. Lasts a little longer. But the old version was called the Mood Booster. The newest iteration is called Dupexil. This is the name we're going with, and we will be filing a patent for.
So you've been giving out samples, including to me and all these other people, about this, and you got some feedback on it. I mean, when you give out free pills, I hope you ask them to give feedback to you, and they all say it's working pretty good, huh?
Really good, yeah.
Really good.
Hey, John, I'm sorry to interrupt you. I just want to let the listeners know that alternate 395 between Pagney and Andrew, that's just north of Washoe Valley, is closed in both directions right now for a nasty crash.
Oh, no.
You can still use 580 as an alternate route. Sorry for the interruption.
Yeah, no. What town is that again?
That's just south of Reno, north of Washoe Valley on alternate 395.
Yes. Okay, gotcha. All right. Thanks, Phil. Before you go, you mentioned statins. I'm really torn about this. I hear 50%, oh, it's good you take statins, and I hear 50%, no, they're bad for you. What's your take on statins?
I think statins are criminal, me personally.
Oh, my gosh, really?
That's my personal opinion.
I take them, but I worry about them.
Yeah. You know, that's my concern, is that if we're reducing the production of cholesterol, that means that as we age, the brain has less cholesterol to rebuild the neural pathways. And so,
So it's taking cholesterol away from the brain.
Yeah, by not transmitting it.
Oh my gosh.
So, because they always test cholesterol in our blood, and the brain, that's how the brain gets a lot of its nutrients through the blood. And so if the liver is what produces and regulates cholesterol, then, and we have less cholesterol in our blood, that means the end result is the brain has less cholesterol to keep the brain healthy.
But isn't it better for the heart? Because there's less cholesterol in the heart?
The working theory is that fat accumulates in the vascular system and reduces how the heart functions. But I don't think it's cholesterol is the problem. I think science and medicine are wrong with a lot of the issues with the heart. I believe most of the heart issues is all electrical based versus cholesterol or fat based.
Well, thanks for settling that. There was like the Epoch Times newspaper did like a 4-page spread on how terrible statins are. And yet my doctor has a different opinion. Anyway, folks, brainhealthformulas.com. Buy three, get the fourth free of new Dopexol, which activates dopamine production. Derek, we're going to have you back and keep tabs on you and your health discoveries back at you next Saturday.
Thank you, John. It's been a pleasure.
All right, brainhealthformulas.com, folks. I'm John Potter, live and local each and every Saturday, 9 to noon. Going to break, be back in just a few after Fox News, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 9:58.